And here's how you know that your holiday weekend is really underway. It's time for the Harris Challenge. The most fun you can have with your radio on. If you'd like to play now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, *KTRS on your cell phone. If you haven't played in the last 60 days, here's your chance to play. There will be a couple of 4th of July related categories in there and topical stuff from this week. And you know, if you've always heard this and had never given it a shot, well, today might be your chance. Call us and play along. I will also tell you, to entice you to become a contestant, we have one of our best prizes ever today if you're really, really good at the Harris Challenge. So we'll get to that in a moment. First, let me tell you about all of the prizes we have. Well, I don't do it. That's not my job. We have a guy right here whose his name is the job title.
Yay! The prize man!
That's right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
We have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card with 2 locations, also one in Florissant, and they have one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Plus, we have Skyview Drive-In tickets.
That's right. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. 2 screens, 7 nights a week, double features on each screen. Right now, they're showing on screen 1, Despicable Me 3 and Cars 3. That's a sequel screen. And, well, you know what? Kind of the same thing on screen 2, now that I think about it. Transformers, The Last Knight, and Wonder Woman. Choose which double feature you'd like and go to the Skyview Drive-In tonight or any night all summer long for a great deal out there in the North Belt West in Belleville.
And if you get the clean sweep.
Listen to this. This is huge.
This is an incredible
prize.
This
made people in the studio here who work on this show go, wow, really?
Yeah. And you have to be 21 or older to win this. For the clean sweep, you will get 2 tickets to any summer concert at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, food and beverage credit for Hollywood Casino, restaurants for pre-show dining. You'll get shuttle service from Hollywood Casino to the amphitheater and back. And there's free parking at the casino.
Yeah.
And a one-night stay at the Hollywood Casino Hotel, which is just had a $73 million renovation.
Yeah, one of their towers looks brand new.
Yeah.
Beautiful job. So that's if you get all the questions right in the category you choose for the Harris Challenge today. We call it the clean sweep. Now, let's see the first person who's going to take a shot at that. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show. By getting on here, you get the 5-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the friends, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. Go ahead.
I guess just hello to my wife and our newborn daughter, Penny.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what comes rolling out here for the first of the 5 categories. There'll be 3 that you can choose from, led by our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Then category 2, born and died on the 4th of July. And category 3, Mel Brooks movies. He turned 91 years old yesterday. So which of those 3 would you like?
Let's do Mel Brooks movies.
All right, Dan, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Mel Brooks movie starred Zero Mostel and Gene Wilder?
Pass.
Which of his movies starred Cleavon Little and Gene Wilder?
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. Which of his movies starred Marty Feldman and Gene Wilder?
Baseball.
Young Frankenstein. Which of his movies starred Marty Feldman and Dom DeLuise?
Brief History of the World?
No, it's Silent Movie. Which of his movies starred Cloris Leachman and Harvey Korman? Chose the category of his own free will. Back to the one-pointer. Which of the movies that Mel Brooks made starred Zero Mostel and Gene Wilder? First, it was a movie, then it was a record-breaking Broadway musical, and then it became a movie again, The Producers. And Cloris Leachman and Harvey Korman were both in High Anxiety, his Hitchcock parody. Dan, all you got was Blazing Saddles for 2 points. I'll remind you again, you chose the category, my friend.
So, yes, I did.
As you know, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win by getting 8 points or more, you get punished instead. And I know what you've been thinking. Like most Americans, you've been thinking, well, it's the 4th of July weekend. How could I have something really patriotic to punish me? And I've got it for you here. It's an old Styx song sung in German. Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing the doo-doo-doos in English.
That's right.
That's a woman named Julianne Wording doing it in German. And I know it has nothing to do with July 4th. I just found it in my files today and decided we haven't used this one in about 10 years, so I dragged it out.
Thanks, Paul.
Dan, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Bye-bye.
Here's our second contestant. Hello, Jessica.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Wonderful. AM and the PM, and I love my husband.
Hallelujah. Thank you. What's your husband's name?
Andrew.
All right. Jessica, let's see what you can win here by choosing one of these three categories. Have you been paying attention? Born and died on the 4th of July. Or our new third category, Happy Anniversary, Canada.
I choose Have You Been Paying Attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Jessica, let's play the Harris Challenge. On the walls of some of his golf clubs, President Trump has fake covers of what magazine with his face on them?
Pass.
Which company this week announced the Wiener Drone, the first unmanned hot dog carrying aircraft designed for remote location delivery?
Pass.
In what country have rebels laid down their weapons and stopped waging war against the government after 52 years in South America?
Somalia.
Colombia. About what device, which was 10 years old yesterday, did The Economist magazine say, no product in recent history has changed people's lives more?
Apple iPhone.
Correct. Which tennis star is being blamed for a car crash in South Florida that led to the death of a 78-year-old man?
Venus Williams.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. President Trump has fake covers of what magazine on the walls of some of his golf clubs?
Playboy. No punishment.
No, we're laughing with you.
No, it's Fake News Monthly. No, it's Time Magazine. And by the way, the company that introduced the Wiener drone is the same one that has the Wiener Mobile. Oscar Mayer. They're going to drop hot dogs from the sky. Okay. Jessica, by the way, right. you avoided the punishment because you got the 4-pointer and the 5-pointer for a total of 9. You're a winner.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will go on to our third contestant. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself or plug something.
Oh, I love Fridays, and at Styx, impersonation was rough.
Yes, it is. Please, let's avoid it again, okay? Julie, which category would you like? Born and died on the 4th of July, Happy Anniversary Canada, or fireworks?
Oh, born and died on the 4th of July.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Julie, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which one of these presidents did not die on July 4th? John Adams, George Washington, or Thomas Jefferson?
George Washington.
Correct. Which advice-giving twin sisters were born on the 4th of July in Sioux City, Iowa?
Ann Landers.
And?
Abby.
Yes, that's correct. Abigail Van Buren. Louis B. Mayer was born on the 4th of July. What movie studio, now known by three letters, did he co-found?
MGM.
Correct. Which U.S. president was the only one born on July 4th? Ronald Reagan, Calvin Coolidge, or James Buchanan?
Calvin Coolidge.
Correct. Playwright Neil Simon was born on July 4th. Name one of his plays that starts with the letter B.
B?
Yes, B as in boy.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn Bridges over, I know, Bit by Girl.
Oh, this would have been the clean sweep, too. Brighton Beach Memoirs, Biloxi Blues, Broadway Bound, and Barefoot in the Park all would have won it for you, Julie.
Oh, so sorry.
The good news is you didn't lose. You got 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, hang on. And Dan will tell you about your prizes while I go to our third contestant. That's you, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And say hi to my wife and kids.
Go ahead.
Teresa, Dylan, and Tyler.
Yeah. Why do people always forget the names?
Yes.
I've only been doing this for 30 years. okay. The categories you have to choose from here, Andy, are Happy Anniversary Canada or Fireworks.
I guess I'll try fireworks.
Okay. In this category, all the answers will have the word fire in them. Okay?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What 1985 movie starred Brat Packers, Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Ali Sheedy, Judd Nelson, and Demi Moore?
St. Elmo's Fire.
Correct. What movie about runners won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1982?
Chariots of Fire.
Correct. What Gulf War movie starred Denzel Washington and Meg Ryan?
Man on Fire.
Courage Under Fire. Four-pointer. What movie starred Clint Eastwood protecting the president from John Malkovich?
Man on Fire.
In the Line of Fire. What movie biography of Jerry Lee Lewis was named after one of his songs and starred Dennis Quaid?
Balls of Fire.
You need one more word at the beginning of that and you'll have it. Something Balls of Fire. Goodness gracious.
Great Balls of Fire.
There you go.
Thank you.
I don't think the judges were paying attention to me giving you the clues there, so they're okay with you getting the one, the two, and the five. 8 points, and you're a winner, Andy. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I was paying attention.
I was. You would have kicked us off the show if we'd have done it.
Yeah. That's when it's your show.
No, as long as you didn't say the word great there, we were okay with standards and practices. And by the way, Ian, make a note. We have to start getting some standards and practices on this show.
Oh, yeah.
At least some standards.
Yeah.
Maybe we can practice them. Andy, you're a winner. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes, and here comes our final contestant of the month of June. That's you, Ken.
Hey. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah. Right. You want to plug anything?
Yeah, I want to say I love my wife and kids.
But you don't want to say their names.
Well, I'll say the kids' names, Jacob, Sam, Ella, and Kyle. I don't want to say my wife's name because then she'll know I love her.
Okay. So this could be just any random Ken who has four children named that. She will never figure it out.
Right.
Okay, good plan.
Right.
Ken, we have one category left. It's called Happy Anniversary Canada, because this is not only the weekend of America's independence anniversary, but Canada is 150 years old tomorrow. They got their independence from the UK on July 1st, 1867. So let's put 60 seconds on the clock and see how you can do. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Ken, what does RCMP stand for?
RCMP?
Yeah.
Pass.
What is the capital of Canada?
Ontario.
Ottawa. According to the 2016 census, which metropolitan area has the most people in Canada?
Montreal.
Toronto. What is the name of the current Canadian Prime Minister?
Trudeau.
Correct. For 1 point each, name five of the eight Canadian provinces that border the United States.
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
God, I got Canada. Yukon.
That's one.
Ottawa.
That's not a province.
No, we tried.
So you want to go back to RCMP and guess what that is?
RCMP.
Ontario.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Mounties, and the eight Canadian provinces that border the U.S., Yukon, British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, and New Brunswick, not Newfoundland, or Newfoundland, as they say it up there. So let's see how you did here. You got one for the Yukon, you got four for Toronto, and this completes your scoring, Ken. So with five...
That sucks.
Well, with five... You know what your problem is, Ken? You have too much time on your hands.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that. Deliver the sour.
Sour, yeah.
Okay, I don't speak German, but I do know this. Get that off schnell.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You too, Dan. And say hi to your wife for me if you ever remember her name. that's the Harris Challenge for this week. You know what that means, Dan? We got that great Hollywood Casino prize package there.
We do.
Which nobody won today. We will roll it over to next week.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to keep doing it every week this summer until somebody gets a clean sweep and wins that fabulous prize package with the concert tickets, the hotel room, the parking, the shuttle, the dinner, all on us in the Hollywood Casino.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get another shot at that next Friday, right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And you can always find the archives of the Harris Challenge on my website, harrisonline.com.